Hello, and welcome again to Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. This is edition number 2151, recorded on Tuesday, the 21st December, 2021. Your readers today are me, John Francis, Alison Applin, and providing the features, Tim Peters. Now, you can call us at any time on 01603 765 365. Once again, that's Norwich 765 365 with your views, news and comments, because we do love hearing from our listeners. Now, unfortunately, due to the concern over the new Omicron variant, we've decided that it's sensible once again to record Chatterbox from our homes to try and protect our volunteers and to ensure continuity of service to our wonderful listeners. But you will receive a recording every week, usually on a Saturday, Royal Mail permitting. We hope very much that our phone will continue to be manned on Thursdays, so you can call us and speak to one of the team at any time after 10 a.m. on any Thursday. Now, this edition of Chatterbox will include 5 sets of news stories from the evening news, information desk, and 3 features. There is no part 2 as such, but we just heard from Tim, who says that the Chatterbox Christmas special is coming up straight after this recording. It's an hour and a half of festive fun, including jokes, music, readings, and a light-hearted quiz. So stay tuned for the Christmas Chatterbox special. But we'll start with the news, and here is Alison to introduce the first group of stories.
This time of year, what we all want to know about, aside from what's in Santa's sack, is the weather and travel, isn't it? So we start with news about transport in our city. COVID has had an effect on the trains, and Greater Anglia is reducing some services as a result, while some are in uproar about a new bus lane in Helsdon that's causing problems. But disappointingly, we start with the news that the police's annual drink driving campaign is not having the desired effect so far, as John explains.
Dozens of motorists have been caught over the limit on Norfolk's roads during the first 2 weeks of the Christmas drink and drug drive campaign. The month-long festive campaign, launched on December the 1st, has seen police hammering home the message that one or two extra drinks could kill. Despite the high-profile warning, 32 people were arrested for driving with excess alcohol during the first 14 days of the campaign. A further 29 people were arrested on the county's roads on suspicion of driving whilst under the influence of drugs. Sergeant Peter Howlett said, "It's very disappointing because everyone knows they should not be drinking and driving. Anyone convicted of driving under the influence, offence, alcohol or drugs is facing an absolute minimum of 12 months disqualification, and once levels increase, so does the punishment." He said, "The penalties are harsh, but the penalties to themselves and their loved ones and the risk to everyone else in the community is even harsher." The number arrested so far this year is double that at the same stage of the Christmas campaign last year. The campaign, which runs until New Year's Day, includes extra roadside checks throughout the day and night, including early morning checks, as well as intelligence-led enforcement.
Calls are being made for urgent changes on a busy road because of safety fears from a new controversial £400,000 bus lane. The upgrade to the section of the A140 Cromer Road from Fifers Lane and Mayfield Avenue, Helsdon, which involved putting in a 24/7 bus lane on the city-bound side, was finished around 2 weeks ago. Before it was approved by the Transforming Cities Joint Committee, made up of county, city and district councillors, 457 people objected to the plans, according to Sheila Gurney, who represents Helsdon North West on Broadland District Council and the town on Norfolk County Council. Double yellow lines have now been painted on the side of the road where the bus lane is. Mrs. Gurney said, "I'm hearing that people have had near misses and shunts. the committee has created a very concerning and dangerous scenario on Cromer Road for all vehicles, cyclists and pedestrians. I don't think this situation is sustainable and it needs to be reviewed, and I'm going to push the powers that be. The only nice thing we've got is a nice new road surface. If modifications to the road are not done, we're going to see some serious ramifications. Before the road was changed, it included one road into the city and one towards the A140. Mrs. Gurney added cars had to go into oncoming traffic due to vehicles parking on the side of the road where there are no double yellow lines. She said there was not enough room in the new lanes if a bus went past a large HGV, and she believed the bus lane should only be used by public transport in peak times. But Martin Wilby, chairman of the Transport for Norwich Joint Committee and cabinet member for Highways, Infrastructure and Transport, said early indications are that this is already reducing bus journey times by 2 to 3 minutes along this section of the network. Central government guidance is that local authorities install them on a full-time basis.
Greater Anglia has cut some of its services as the Omicron variant of COVID has led to a sharp fall in passenger numbers, especially among commuters. Most trains will continue to operate, but a small number of services on most lines, including the main route from Ipswich and Norwich to London, are being withdrawn. The company also fears staff shortages as employees start to call in sick. A statement from the company said, "This is due to falling passenger numbers as people follow advice to work from home. We also have to plan for our staff being affected by the Omicron variant, especially as we're already starting to see the early signs of its impact, to ensure that we can continue to provide a reliable service." In the last week, passenger numbers fell to about 50 or 55% of pre-pandemic figures, similar to those seen in July. The fall was largely driven by a fall in commuters. Leisure travel remained at its previous level, possibly as some people made early trips home for Christmas. Greater Anglia, like all other rail companies, is maintaining a high level of cleaning on all its trains, and passengers now have to wear face coverings unless they have a medical exemption. Train services in the region are running fairly normally over the Christmas period, except for the two bank holidays on December the 27th and 28th, when buses replace trains between Colchester and Shenfield because a bridge is being replaced near Chelmsford.